Now, away from football, let's get into politics. And Professor Mills' government has come under a lot of criticism, some from former President Rawlings, the majority leader, some members of parliament, about the way the president is managing affairs of this nation. They've described him as being slow. How fast should a government run to address concerns of society?
There are two things here. And the opinions are subjective. I think when you look at President Mills, nobody will ever accuse President Mills of being corrupt in any way. Nobody. I don't think anybody from the NDC side, anybody from the MPP, he has full integrity. I think President Mills probably had a vision to run the country in his way, which he has a right. He's the president. He can run it in the way that he sees fit, whether I like it, whether somebody doesn't like it. He has a right. And I think he's also decided within the confines of that to say in his mind that there must be due process. You must follow a certain route. You must follow the constitution in a certain way, irrespective of what his predecessors may have done. And that is his way, which means that in many ways, there are things that should and could have been done a long time ago, which have not happened, which means you have 1 year that has been taken out of the system completely. We should understand the former president, President Rawlings, and one or two of the critiques in many ways as well, that what he has fought for over the years is not for anything illegal, but it is certainly to move with a lot more haste. And I think in many ways that if President Mills had a different management team, a different structure, that we'd have moved a lot quicker. We shouldn't forget that President Rawlings is very much for the people. His philosophy goes beyond party politics. He's not there to say, because I'm NDC, it must be done, I have to follow you in this way. It's about probity and accountability, that if you don't have justice, if you don't have it properly, you can't talk about the law. If you're not prepared to go into the things that you could go into, then it is that you cannot possibly move forward. And people call him every single day. Every day. For if you sit with him, you will get calls from all over the country. Nobody has a better intelligence and communication network than President Rawlings. So he knows how the people feel.
They call to complain to him about the way the government is being run.
Doing it from the MPP days. When somebody in the MPP once published his telephone number publicly, thinking it would affect him, it didn't affect him. His popularity, if you look at research, is still massive. People's confidence in the government, the MPP government is low. NDC government is very shaky. But in Rawlings, it's not. In Rawlings as an individual, those who would want to hate him, we all know. I mean, I entered Kumasi with him. We saw the roar that occurred when I entered the stadium with him. It was deafening. His popularity is singular. And I think that we should also understand that when it is that he makes criticisms, he makes them openly, clearly, openly, forthrightly. And he meets with President Mills from time to time. But he's not a hypocrite. He doesn't hide behind his views. And he believes that there should be change. He believes that there should be some speed in terms of, and there should be greater integrity.
Does he try to impose his ideas on the president?
No. No. I've had negatives with President Rawlings over the years. I got to know him in the days I was being persecuted by President Kufuor, and I was having my assets seized, and I went through hell with President Kufuor. I often have difference of opinion with President Rawlings. He's never tried to impose his opinion on me. Never.
No, I'm talking about President Mills.
I'm giving you an example of his philosophy. He doesn't do it. He's very passionate like I am. And if you see big people like us talking, you are likely to have an opinion about our passion. But our passion does not mean dictatorial behavior. You know, it's like Kotoko. I never signed a check in Kotoko. I never dictated to George Amoako how finances should be run or should be managed. He signed all the checks, responsible for those areas. Middendorp as a coach, I never told him which team, which players to pick. I never did it. Zumdick, I never told him you must pick this player or that player. Never, ever got involved at that level. We have our philosophy, and you have to run it a certain way. And I know that President Rawlings would definitely have had positions. He's made it clear about people that he feels are an issue. And the public has its own opinions, which mirror his opinion in terms of some of those in government and what the way forward should be.